The Conference of Heads of Assisted Senior High Schools, CHAS, has identified lack of funding in senior high schools as the cause of some heads charging above the approved fees. The president of CHAS, Samuel Ofori-Ejei, stated that though some heads have made mistakes in the course of the implementation of some policies, they also face daunting challenges on a daily basis, especially with the limited resources they have to work with. Mr. Ofori-Ejei, who made this known at a news conference in Accra, said heads of senior high schools are ready to partner government for the provision of quality education. A report by Naomi Komi and Presla Appiah.
Beyond availability of basic teaching and learning materials, Mr. Ofori-Ejei said has made it difficult for teachers to perform their duties. He cited some constraints faced by schools. He mentioned unpaid absorbed fees and delays in forwarding feeding grants as some of the difficulties being faced in some senior high schools. Mr. Ofori-Ejei explained further some of the challenges.
Funding of senior high schools has been under some stress for some time now. Two major sources. One is the fees we collect from students, whether they are day students or boarders. So depending on where you belong, you will know what to pay. The second one is government subsidy for all senior high schools in the country. If you bring together adolescents between the ages of about 14 and 18, depending on when they entered school, or some are 19 and even 20, under one roof you may have, in extreme cases, 3,000 students. Some on the average, 1,500. You can imagine the enormity of the financial stress that heads and other leaders of such schools would. Fees may not be paid on time because parents may have constraints in paying. So sometimes it is at the tail end, and yet school activities will have to begin from the very first day schools reopen.
Searching on some media publications accusing heads of schools of charging exorbitant fees, Mr. Ofori-Ejei said heads of second cycle institutions have an important role of educating and shaping the future leaders of the country and therefore need the respect and dignity of the public.
We want to agree as the leadership of conference that the disorderly conduct of some of our members, though they may be with good intentions, is objectionable and no doubt should not be countenanced. The feedback from the field indicates that some of them did not envisage this backlash, but with what has been made known, most of them have regretted their actions. In the course of doing this, sometimes there may be some infractions. But looking at it holistically, we be fair. Sometimes in describing heads that they are all thieves, it brings us to a level whether it is worth dying, especially those who are doing the right thing. And I don't believe, I stand for correction anyway, I don't believe that all the almost 600 members of our association can be found to be involved in the things that are being said.
He called on the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service to review the computerized placement system, since the placement lists are not released early enough for the first years to be admitted to schools. They also appealed to GES to come out early with the approved fees before the beginning of the academic year. Mr. Ofori-Ejei apologized on behalf of some heads who may have erred in one way or the other.
Naomi Komi and Priscilla Piafout, that report.